Pro-transgender activists seek to hide school shooter's manifesto. By Spencer Lindquist on March 29, 2023. Pro-transgender groups want to conceal the manifesto of transgender school shooter Audrey Hale from public scrutiny. Hale killed three children and three adults after leaving a still-hidden manifesto explaining her motives, according to Metropolitan Nashville Police Chief John Drake. While Republicans such as Representative Tim Burchett, RTN, are calling for the manifesto to be released, several LGBT organizations are calling for the manifesto to remain hidden from the public. The executive director of Children of Lesbians and Gays Everywhere College, Jordan Budd, stated, "It should not be published." But also pivoted away from the shooter's motive and directed the focus on firearm ownership, saying, "The focus should be on how this was able to happen in the first place. There should not be such easy access to deadly weaponry." But Budd continued, going on to remark, "Regardless of the shooter's intentions, the real issue here is the ease of access to deadly weapons in Tennessee and elsewhere." Meanwhile, the national president of the Log Cabin Republicans, a pro-LGBT GOP organization, also argued against releasing the manifesto. He explained, "While it would certainly give insight into the motivations of this deeply troubled individual that could help shed light into root causes, we know from tragedies like this that additional glorification of the shooter could inspire others to take similar violent acts for attention." Lauren McGinnis, the spokesperson for a pro-trans organization called PFLAG, told Newsweek that releasing the manifesto could increase the risk of social contagion, adding that the contents don't change the outcome of the tragedy. A spokesperson for the Metro Nashville Police Department stated, "We will not be releasing the manifesto during an open investigation." Tucker Carlson asserted that if the manifesto were to be released, it would make the obvious undeniable, adding, "The trans movement is targeting Christians, including with violence. Yesterday's massacre did not happen because of lax gun laws. Yesterday's massacre happened because of a deranged and demonic ideology that is infecting this country with the encouragement of people like Joe Biden," Carlson added. He went on to summarize the position held by many on the left, remarking, "So, we are going to prevent you from learning why the shooter did it. And we don't have to guess because she wrote a whole manifesto about why she did it. And we know that she did that because she told a friend of hers on Instagram that she did it, but we can't see it. We can only talk about the guns. We can't know what kind of drug she was taking, what kind of hormones or SSRI or benzodiazepines. We can only guess. We can only talk about the guns." Meanwhile, elements of the transgender movement adopted extreme and aggressive rhetoric leading up to the deadly shooting. Many activists claim that there is a war against transgender people or that there is a genocide being carried out against them that necessitates resistance. Breitbart News captured footage from pro-transgender counter-protesters in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, just south of Nashville. One protester held a sign reading "Trans girls need guns." Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.